This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today you may eat the biggest meal of the year, but if you're concerned about your waistline this holiday season, better watch what you drink. Today in your health, research shows Americans are consuming twice as many calories from beverages compared to a few decades ago. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Susan Freed is a nutritionist by training and, like many of us, a guest during the holidays. This time of the year, there are plenty of super sweet and rich drinks, such as eggnog, displayed here at a market near Baltimore.
Looks like a half a cup of this eggnog will cost us 170 calories, which is fairly substantial considering that we're likely to drink a whole cup, which would be 340 calories. It's quite a bit.
And when people drink this, do they realize that? Do they then eat a smaller meal afterwards?
I don't think so. I think that people, when they drink, sort of do it unaware and don't often plan to eat less at the meal when they drink a beverage.
It's more than just a lack of planning. Studies suggest that the calories we drink are not as satiating as the calories we eat, especially when it comes to sweet drinks. Add this understanding to the growing number of beverage choices and larger serving sizes, and it's easy to understand how Americans are now drinking more than 450 calories a day. According to a University of North Carolina study, this compares to just 230 calories back in 1965.
Decades ago, we did more exercise, so we would tend to drink water, whereas when we're in a supermarket like this, there are many different kinds of beverages, and they're tempting to drink.
So if we walk around the corner, we'll find another example of things that are more prominently, if not displayed, at least consumed during the holidays. Are these any better? We're looking at the juices here. Would we be better off opting for cranberry juice versus eggnog?
I think so. The cranberry juice here has only 70 calories for a cup, which could be thirst-quenching. It will go with the turkey, and it is a much better choice than the eggnog we looked at before.
Freed directs the Clinical Nutrition Research Unit at the University of Maryland. She says be mindful of alcohol, too. If you spike a glass of eggnog with a double shot of liquor, you've added another 100 calories. A glass of wine has about as many calories as a can of soda. Freed says no one drink is the big offender, and she says it's important to really enjoy what you choose.
My philosophy is to eat a little bit defensively.
So if you know you're going to have a couple glasses of wine, just be aware that you're already front-loading your meal with a few hundred extra calories.
Exactly. So at that meal, you might even want to not drink any fruit juice. You might want to drink water for your thirst and enjoy your glass of wine. And it's also a good idea to plan to go out for a walk after your dinner.
Is that what you're planning to do?
Absolutely. Every year after Thanksgiving dinner, we go for a long walk, and that way the next day we can feel better about ourselves and enjoy our lunch.
An hour of walking at a moderate clip burns off about 250 calories. That takes care of those two glasses of wine, or most of one cup of eggnog. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.